Welcome back to my podcast. This is episode 4. My name is Eliza Ward, your local host, ready to talk about every trick and tip of traveling. Coming up, we have spring break and other breaks for opportunities to travel. Traveling gets you off your phone and gets you running around looking in the real world. I hope you guys all had the best winter break. I know I did. In this episode, we will be talking about the weather, food, and to spend time with your family. Traveling can be tricky, but it is so much fun. Grab your notebook and take lots of good notes because you're going to get so many tips. Okay, let's start out with weather. Every place is different due to the weather. It can be cold, but since the equator sees more sunlight than the poles, climate really depends on the distance from the equator. The weather can sometimes ruin your plans. For example, I was in Hawaii once, and we couldn't really go anywhere because it was raining, and it was not good because I really wanted to go to the beach. So the weather really matters when you're going on a trip. So, okay, we're going to talk about food now. It is literally one of my favorite things in the whole entire world. There are many places that have different types of food. Like in Mexico, they have tacos. We have tacos in America, but they are originally from Mexico. Since we have tacos here, they are pretty good, but in Mexico, they were originally established, so they are the best. There are so many different types of cultures with so many different types of food. Since we're here talking about food, I'm going to name the top 10 best foods rated in the whole entire world. So, let's start off with number 10. These are countries, by the way, so we're going to start with number 10. Number 10 is the United States. Probably from the burgers, which may be the most popular food in the U.S. Okay, number 9 is Mexico. This would be a good food for me. Like, at least I would be able to eat this food forever because I just don't get bored of tacos or anything Mexican. Thailand, I've never had this food before, but it sounds really good. That's what I would guess. Greece, once again, never tried, but sounds good. Number 6 is India. It has sweet and spicy food, and it's so good. Number 5 is Japan. It has tons of seafood. If you like seafood, that's the place to go. Number 4 is Spain. I looked at a picture online, and it looked really good, but I've never had it. France is known for their pastries, and their very delicious bread, so I can totally see that. Number 2 is my favorite in the whole entire world. I literally love this. It's Chinese. China has a lot of the really good food, like orange chicken, and it's definitely my favorite. When it comes to food, number 1, as we can probably all guess, is definitely Italian. It has lots of pasta and pizza, which is super good. So I totally understand that. Okay, let's take a little pause, and I'm going to tell you guys about something that has saved my life. So this ad is brought to you by Purple. Purple is the number 1 mattress and pillow company. You might ask, what's so special about Purple? Well, like other companies, there are mattresses that are made from foam, but Purple uses a hyper-elastic polymer grid. I don't know if I said that right, which is really nice. Also, the Purple allows for easier movement than many mattresses that contain many comfort layers. If you want to get a Purple pillow mattress or pillow, then use my code PURPLEPILLOW11 for a discount of 25% on your first pillow or mattress. I have a Purple pillow and Purple bed, and makes me fall asleep in a second. Thanks, Purple. Lastly, we will talk about family and friends. I have so many cousins that live in Paris. We're actually going to go visit them in the summer, so I'm so excited. It is so much fun to travel and see your family and friends. People also come to visit us from Arizona, California, and other places and countries. This concludes my podcast for 5 miles, but before we conclude it, I actually want to give a special ad or a little special award from Monday Shampoo. Monday Shampoo is for dry and damaged hair, like mine. I have super damaged hair, and this did the trick. This shampoo is SLS-free, paraben-free, and cruelty-free. You can get an 887 milliliter and 30 fluid ounces for $14.99 and 447 milliliter and 20 fluid ounces for $7.99. The shampoo holds your moisture and holds the moisture in your hair and adds tons of strength to my hair. It really makes my hair very soft, and it's just the best. So I do have a code for this. If you guys want to get this, it's ShampooElizah11. So you guys should totally get the shampoo. It's literally my favorite thing in the world. Okay, so this concludes my podcast, First 5 Miles. Today we talked about the importance of weather, food, and family and friends. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, and this is where I talk about traveling. Make sure to listen to my other podcasts, episode 1, 2, and 3 on my page. I'll see you another time. Bye! And thanks for Purple and Shampoo for sponsoring this video.